Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the nth level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. As has been said, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind so that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems and gifts, and some will have no spiritual beliefs or be out of touch with their gifts. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep your mind open. This way you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now today, I'd like to welcome back Jean Gerson Greer. She was born in New York City and has been channeling and healing since her birth. Her training is through her life experiences. She studied with many masters encompassing a wide variety of modalities. Her widely read articles in Sedona Journal of Emergence from 1995 to 2000 were lauded by the worldwide readership. The Lamplighter, the first group named in her early writings, coalesced into Mind Lucius, I.O. and Company. Some of these beings from this group, incorporated from Source, God, and the Christ, include the archangelic forces, the Shining, All That Is, the Sun Behind the Sun, the Ancients, Sai Baba, the Builders of Form, and entities from the below world who work directly with Earth and everything thereon and therein. Many of these entities blend their voices together as well as speak separately in her writings. She was a teacher in New York City schools and is also an actor, active member of the major theatrical unions. Now, I'd like to welcome Jean, but before I do that, I would like to encourage anybody that's listening to the show to call in. Today, we only have one caller, and Jean is willing and able to do psychic readings. So if you're interested in that or would just like to dialogue about things that we talk about, I encourage you to call in. If you're listening on the Internet, the call-in number is 646-727-3116, and you press option 1. And just to let you know, we have some upcoming shows, and I'll let you know about that later. I don't have my schedule up, so talk about not being prepared. But I will get prepared very quickly, and here we go. Let's see what we have. Coming up on... I'm in December. Let's try January. Friday, I have Mary Lou McIntyre, who reads the Akashic Records. She's a very popular, regular guest on my show, and we always have lots of callers for her, so I encourage you to call in. It's Friday night at 7:30. I encourage you to call in as close to 7:15 as possible if you want a reading. Then on Monday the 19th, I have Kevin and Morrison and Vonda Smith. Kevin is a chiropractor who's learned how to overcome pain, and he maintains that all disease stems from mental distress. And I agree with him. We also have radio show host and author Suzanne Streisauer. I have two more psychics on this month. I'm not going to review everybody because there are about eight shows remaining. But on January 23rd, Artie Hoffman, Psychic to the Stars, will be on at 3:30 in the afternoon. And then January 30th, I have a new angel reader, meaning that she's new to the show. Her name is Lisa McCall. So please support your psychics. And please, if you are moved, call them up and what am I trying to say? Make use of their services, because they charge spiritual prices, the people that I have on this show, and we need to support our gifted people, and it will help you on your life's journey uncover some of your own hidden gifts and your own hidden truth. And so, with that said, I will welcome Jean. Jean, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Full of piss and vinegar, as they say, as are you.
I am. I stumble a little bit, but I...
Who doesn't?
I carry on, you know. And
Who doesn't, David? And for anyone,
I know.
For anyone listening, I should have given David the brand new quote-unquote bio. I have been gifted by Source and the Archangelic Forces, and I do more than just psychic stuff. I can help heal. I have a belief system that is not different from the majority of people out there now on the circuit. We're all saying the same thing, but in a different way. We are all one and the same. Every single one of us. That includes you and me and David and my pussycat and any of your pets. We are all members of the angelic forces.
Love it.
And we're just humans are the last ones to find this out. Animals have always known it. The trees know. The vegetation knows that they are supported also by the angelic forces, by different groups within the angelic forces. And since that is all so, we are all energy. We are all source. And we are all one. Go to it, David.
Okay, and I'll just add that at an atomic level, we're all composed of the same components. So the physical is but an illusion, and it's how God gets around. And God gets around in all of creation, as Jean was saying. And we are angels in human form. The best explanation I heard for human angels is this. They are people who have encountered the darkness or walked in darkness, but have seen the light and choose to walk in the light. And from that perspective, they can extend help and incredible compassion to those who walk in darkness, who desperately want to see the light. So bear that in mind. We are all human angels or angels in training, and it's all about choice. It's all about taking responsibility for living in your spirit and moving toward the light, which is the light of our being, which is pure love and everything that is good and all the abundant blessings from God. So, Jean, we have gotten some more callers. And that's wonderful. Now, you have a radio show now, don't you?
No.
Oh, okay. I saw
You're my radio show.
Okay. I saw you advertised on E Factor Live, which
right.
is a colleague Brenda Pierce work. And we are getting callers up the wazoo suddenly. So perhaps we should take some calls and see what happens.
Most definitely, and Miss Tabitha Cat, who is definitively, I've had cats since the 60s. I've never had a feline like this. She is definitely an angel, and she just came over and butted me very gently, she doesn't talk much, to let me know that it's a go.
Great. Well, I'll just tell you this about my pets. I have two dogs, and two cats, and all of my previous pets have come back to me, including my former mother-in-law, who had wanted to be a wolf and came back in a dog the size that my husband could have at the time. And it's amazing. She came back within 6 months. She never wanted to be separated from him. He was her life. And he doesn't believe in reincarnation, and yet he believes that dog is the reincarnation of his mother. And little Remy comes to her name. So how do you like that?
And it's true. You're getting a yes on that.
Thank you. Well, let me first go to Mary. She was the very first caller. And Mary has some kind words to lend to you. And then for the other callers on the line, since I have not had a chance to talk to you personally, I will identify you by area code. And if by chance we have similar area codes, I will also state the first three digits of your phone number. But don't worry, I won't give the whole one away. So here comes Mary. Mary, how are you?
I am wonderful, David. How are you? And hi, Jeannie.
Hello, sweetie pie.
Small world.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here today, Mary. Thank you for calling in and supporting Jeannie. We all need support in this life.
It's a delight to hear about you and get to know you as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, I hope you'll check out some of my future shows. For anybody that's listening, if you ever want to know whether you have interest in psychics, and I usually have a couple on a month, I put up my postings generally a month ahead of time, and all you do is go to blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark with an E, and I have an extra special guest returning on February 12th, and that's Dr. Bernie Siegel, author of Love, Medicine, and Miracles, who maintains that we are the ones who heal ourselves, and I'm sure I'd get no disagreement from Gene.
None. He's wonderful.
He is wonderful. So, Mary, what would you like to say?
I'm at the office, so I'm going to be very brief. But I will say to all of you who are listening, you have an angel right here in Jeannie who will guide you in ways you cannot imagine.
My goodness.
She is talented beyond measure. She is a healer of the greatest, greatest depth and length. And allow her to come into your psyche and be a part of you. She is the real deal from Source. I love you, Jeannie. And
thank you, Mary.
To you,
and I love you. Go back to work before they take out the whip.
I am. And we
whips
are.
Whips and chains. La la. All right, Mary, thank you for calling in. And please, please listen to some of my other shows if it pleases you. And feel free
thank
to press
you.
1 and talk to my guests. Call
you.
In on
thank
February
so
12th. Yeah, if you can. Bernie Siegel's going to be on the same time, Thursday, February 12th. Would love to have your company.
Wonderful. Thank you. He's awesome as well.
Yes, he is. Well, we are going to go to some of the other callers. We have four on the line right now, and undoubtedly we'll get more as the show goes on. So take care, Mary.
Thank you so much, and bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jean, I wonder if before we take the first caller, who happens to be area code 337, you're going to be on deck. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your healing capabilities. And you talked about how you've been channeling and healing since birth, which is not unremarkable, but not a lot of people are blessed with that. So I'm wondering if you could speak a little bit about the types of healing you do and how you go about that.
I'm not going to speak at all. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has the same ability. There is absolutely no question about it. However, circumstances often prevent youngsters, even babies, from realizing their potential after their entry into the earth plane. As parent, for those who are, let your children be. Let them be themselves. Do everything you can in your own powers. And find within yourselves the strength to allow this to occur for you too. Because it is never, never too late. One of the principles in shaking hands comes from the old Roman, the ancient Roman warfare systems, where when two people met, one would grab the other by the wrist, and it would be feeling the pulse of the person. This into shaking hands. And when you shake hands, you are passing energy. We are all energy, and you can tap into whatever you wish for yourselves. David has asked about the healing. Jeannie can heal, but you must want the healing. There are many people who prefer to go to their doctors. That is fine. That is why you have the medical community. The healing that occurs through Jeannie is on an emotional and psychic level, going into your bodies energetically. She also is now using tones to help. So who knows what today is going to bring. We are all here with her. And I will tell you who I am. I am that I am. Just as you are who you are. You are a part of me, and I am a part of you. Can you guess who I am in your heart? Everyone now, go deep into your heart. No, not your physical heart. There is a space behind your physical heart. It is called your inner or sacred heart. We will begin this session now with a gentle meditation. For those who have never tried this, imagine yourself standing on the top of your head, and there is an elevator. Step into it. And instead of the buttons 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 18, there is a button that says H. Press it, and you will be gently taken down into your inner heart, your sacred place. This is your space where you can learn and figure out everything that is bothering you, that is coming your way, where you can daydream, where you can create. Because that is what the people of Earth are doing now. You are the creators. In this sacred inner heart, see it as you each wish to see the most magnificent place of beauty you know. So that all you have to do is think of this beautiful place. And you're there. If you wish to put an easy chair there, it is fine. Jeannie's first delving into this inner sanctum, as she called it, was to have a file cabinet. Well, she's done away with that because things were getting very crowded. We know that laughter is the best medicine, and we use laughter a great deal, even with all the trials and tribulations that are still going on your and our beloved planet known as Earth. Good. Now everyone take a deep breath. We call this a belly breath. Let your belly expand as you breathe in, and then the expiration of the air, you whoosh it out like this. Right, David. Three of those, please, ladies and gentlemen. And on the last one, you feel your shoulders relax, your body relax, and the tensions from your day dissipate. We are all ready for the first call.
Okay. The studio is taking its sweet time. Here
Hi,
we go. Good. How are you?
Hello. I am wonderful.
What is your name, please?
My name is Candace.
Hi, Candace. Thank you for calling today.
Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we have Jean, who seems to be channeling Source. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
What question would you have for her Source through Jean?
Well, I wanted to ask about a love and relationship question, actually. A few months ago in October, I met somebody. It was a very unexpected. It was a very strong connection I had with this person. And he's a little older than I am. But, I know age is nothing really but a number to me. And we're just friends for now, but he's also said that was a connection there as well. But I would definitely love to see where this friendship would go.
Whose choice is it? To see where the relationship will go, my dear.
No, it's both our choices.
Aha. So that means you must communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the hardest thing for people to do. It's not like animals who go up to one another and sniff. That is their way of communicating. We have to use our hearts, the inner heart, and our brain, not our mind. Your mind is the part of you that is constantly saying, now what am I going to buy for dinner? What are we going to do about, I forgot to pick up the laundry, I forgot this, what am I going to do tomorrow, when am I going to, on and on and on. It is called the monkey mind.
Mm-hmm.
You go into your heart and into your brain, and you put the two of you there, and you see yourself communicating. You ask that person, you tell that person, I am attracted to you. do you feel the same way? And that begins the conversation, because the answer is going to be yes. And you are correct. Age has nothing to do with this. I will tell you now that the two of you have known each other before in other lifetimes, but we do not go into the past. We stay in the now, because in 2015, everything is now. The moment is now. Carpe diem, which means seize the day, is now. You want this man? Jeannie is saying to tell you, go get him, girlfriend.
Nice. Thanks, Jeannie.
It is a pleasure. But you
there you
must,
go, Candace.
But before
the green
Candace
light
leaves,
is.
Yes, but before she leaves, you two must communicate. He is more reticent.
Mm-hmm.
Ever hear of wine or a glass of scotch or a martini?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's him. That is definitely him. I'm like, and that's the thing with, because I told him how I felt and everything like that, and I understand because we've both been hurt. We've both been hurt, and I know he's scared as well. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just, you know.
I'm going to give you a different scenario. Someone else is here. Thank you. We are going to give you a different scenario. Everyone who has been in different relationships that have not worked out have been hurt. Consider the commercials you see on television of abused and abandoned animals, pets, horses, big cats, cows. It makes no difference what the animal is. For you, too, have been abused. How do we take care of abused animals? We give them homes and love. And we talk with them. And we work with them continually. We pet. We stroke. We give them the food they want, not necessarily what is good for them. We want them to know that they are safe and secure. You will do that with him, and he will do that with you. Yeah, that has me teary.
Are you feeling complete, Candace?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There was like, wow, it's just like, basically, we both have been hurt in that sort of a way. You know, I was actually married before, and so, you know, although he's never been married, he was engaged before, and so I understand perfectly, better than anybody, how that feels, and but ever since I've met him, it's just like, I don't know why, I told him this, and I was like, I just trust you. I don't know where it comes from or whatever, but I felt this way from the moment I saw him and I met him, and I'm like, there was this automatic trust with him.
That's
I've never
wonderful.
Felt that with anybody.
You're a very lucky woman. Now, this is Jeannie speaking. Go get him, kid.
Candace, we're going to move on to the next caller. Thank you again for calling
in. Thank you.
It's been a delight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Candace, feel free to listen to the rest of the show if you choose. I'm going to mute your microphone. And I'm going to move on to area code 214. It will take me a minute to bring you live. The studio is misbehaving today. Okay, let's see here. Jean, are you writing currently?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Are you looking for area code 214? I hear you're there. Let me just ask Jean a question. Are you looking for an agent?
Always.
All right. Well, there happens to be one in the studio today, and I will introduce you to her. She's my agent, and she is wonderful.
Great.
So, without further ado, area code 214, you are live on the air with David Clark and Jean Gerson-Greer. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Elise, and I was trying to find out if there was anything that the spirits would have for me that they would want me to know today.
And what is your name, my dear?
Elise.
Could you spell
Elise?
It?
Elise?
Yes, E-L-I-S. Short
ah,
spell Elise.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Elise
Thank
wants
you.
A general.
I've got so much going on that I just can't choose one, so I have to let the spirits choose for me.
No, you must choose one.
Okay. Anywhere with as far as my, I want to say relationship and trying to conceive.
In trying to conceive?
Yes.
There is someone from your past, and we are going to take care of this now.
Thank you.
Not from this lifetime. We are going back into your ancestry. Very far back, for this has happened many times to you and to other portions of you and within your current family even. Now I want you to take a deep breath and relax because you're going to go to work with us. Now relax, Elise. Good. I know you're nervous. Don't be. Think of all of your ancestors from the beginning of time. Send them your love and your thanks. We make no judgments. They all had to go through their existences, and their energies just go on and on and on and have hit you. Now send them beautiful golden light, liquid golden light. We are sending it with you. Surround them in this. Pour it into them, whether they are humanoid or not. And forgive them. Again, send them your deep love. and tell them you are now free as they are free. For everything lives, breathes, and vibrates continually. There is no death, as we have been taught, as you have been taught. Life continues in a wide variety of forms. Within 3 months, you're going to be pregnant, my dear.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm being told it could be 5, 3 to 5. I see the numbers, 3-5.
Okay.
Weather patterns may play a part in this. Oh, please, no.
Jean, I would like to have you back in 6 months. And Elise, I would like you to call in and tell us what the baby is. Would you be willing to do that?
I will definitely be willing to do that.
Elise, you and everybody else can also reach me through my website, which is very complicated. www.jeangerer.com. And I have a Gmail address. So you can let me know and I'll let David know.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And I will come back in 6 months anyway. I'll come back next week.
That's even easier. There you go. Well, we will do it in 3 months. I just wanted to give you time to get some seeds planted and nurtured. And so, Elise, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Elise, before you go, introduce yourself to your guardian angels. You don't have to know their names. Just do it. Say, hello, I'm here. This is what I want. Because we're now in a time where you can ask and ye shall receive. That was written in every single holy book from the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
Any place.
Ask,
and you
will
receive.
It just takes an act of faith and let it go. Don't be attached to the result. Just let it go and have faith that it will happen in God's time.
Mm-hmm. I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As to the rest of your problem, sorry, David, ask for the help. I thought I was going to go crazy because it's coming up to tax time, and this is, I become totally aphasic. I cannot play bridge, and I cannot do my own taxes. The two, as soon as I hear, come play, you know, learn how to play bridge, my mind goes, ah, can't do it. And as soon as I know that I have to start organizing for taxes, I go, oh, God, where's the toilet? I got to throw up. And I
you're not alone, Jean.
I know. So what I did was I asked for a group of angelic forces to please begin guiding me now, first mentally, to know what to do first. And I got the program. I've done the same thing for medical help. I've gathered a group of angelic forces who really know medicine. Hello, what do I do about the arthritis in my finger? Or why I wake up stiff? Ooh, hey, medical group, I'm stiff this morning, and as soon as I say it, it's gone.
Beautiful.
Do it.
I'm going to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Elise, I'm going to let you go now. Thank you again. And we're going to move on to area code 727. Have a good day, Elise.
You too. That's it.
Thank you. Bless you.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
A pleasure. Who
You're
are
welcome.
You?
What?
Oh, yeah, sorry. What? My name's Rosemary.
Hello.
Rosemary, hello.
Hi, pleased to meet you. Okay, first time I've listened to your show. Your lady there is very, very patient. Oh, that's a pleasure, just right there. my question is, I want to move to a house this year. I'm not quite sure. I know where I want to go, not far from here, but about 10 minutes drive. Do you see me doing
yes.
that? And do you have any idea what type of house? I really would like some space to what I have now.
You will find it. I see a two-bedroom with a small, what they used to call sewing room, which you can turn into a small office for yourself. And I see space. As a matter of fact, I want that living room. It's humongous. And it's got a
really?
Fireplace. It's got a fireplace. My pendulum is going around in circles. Yes, 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 yes with this. The kitchen is well proportioned, but I know David would agree whenever you are going to purchase anything, you must spend the money to have it completely checked out, every which way, up, down, inside, out, pipes, the whole thing, before you put your name on the paper.
Okay, and is it going to have, is the kitchen going to be something I can make bigger? Because I really want some space in the kitchen. I mean, does it mean I knocked on a wall? Would I have the room to do that?
You may be able to. You're going to have a choice of two, I'm getting, possibly three that you will see that will fit what your heart desires. You are very involved as a chef in one form or another.
Yes, I like to cook, and I don't have any room or space here. It's really
right.
annoying.
You will have the space. But remember, everything must be checked out by different contractors. You must make sure before you lay down 2 cents that nothing is wrong with the property. Correct, David?
Yes.
Yes, get a building inspector.
Yeah, I watch the Property Brothers all the time, and I see the problems they have when they dig down a wall and they've got mold and they've got other things. So I'm sort of acutely aware of those details. So that would be something I would do.
Good.
So when do you see?
By the end of spring.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Now, once again, this is all up to you. These are not predictions. You have to make it possible by asking. So you talk to your angelic forces, to your guides, and you tell them what you are looking for. Show them through your mind, and we are using mind and your brain, the picture of what you want. And then ask them to please search through the other angelic forces to bring you those entities who have done this before. Let me explain for Jeannie. The doctor she chose is a doctor she knew when she was growing up, who, of course, passed over long ago. and she called on him for help to put together a medical team. So you call on your angelic forces to find a rental agent who has passed over, who knows property in your area, or just property, who will help you search and go through this.
Okay.
It is as easy as that.
But it's something I'm going to buy, though, right?
Not yes. Rent. Yes.
Okay. Okay,
unless you want to rent.
No. No.
And you have to be very specific in the amount of monies, which is energy, money, all money is energy, that you wish to put into this deal.
Okay.
Because if things need to be fixed, who is going to pay after you have signed?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I don't have the money now, but I know that I'm going to. I just know it.
I am going to, not that I know I am going to.
I am going to.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, Rosemary, we need to move on. We have four more callers at present. You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Many blessings to you all. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
We are going to move on to a familiar area code 732. And Jeannie, this is somebody that could be a genie for you. Hello, area code 732.
Hi, good afternoon, Jeannie. This is Caroline, your future Jeannie.
Hi,
Caroline.
A possibility. You know, everything is possible on this earth. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Oh, I feel lots of love. So you have very loving and divine helpers, you know, that come through. So thank you. It's very beautiful, the show, by the way.
Thank you. You're David's agent, I gather.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yes,
what
I
a
am.
Lucky man, because your vibrations are terrific.
Oh, thank you. Likewise, so are yours.
Thank
Likewise.
You.
So, well, that's what I'm calling about career-wise, and a little specifics about, like, I have a manuscript, and I'd like to know if the contract, if it's going to be signed within the next 2 months, and do I need to say the title, the current title?
No, you don't need to say anything. Do you want it signed?
Oh, yes, yes.
Then ask and ye shall receive.
Okay, and one of them is our friend, mutual friend, David's.
Good.
Yes. Do you see a movie or a TV show? Because that's another desire, you know, for both.
Only if Jeannie is starring in it.
you can play Sister Mary Olga Fortitude, Jeannie. She is my naughty nun who likes her bourbon and her Marlboros, and she teaches classes in advanced holiness, and the book is designed to wake up all adult children who take life too seriously, because it is just filled with fun.
Sounds delicious. And immediately I got it as, what are they called, the movies for kids these days? The cartoon thingy?
Yeah.
Well, this is a very adult subject. We have a lot of adult situations going on in it.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so I just wanted to let you know that piece.
Fantastic.
We do have a naughty little boy named Fartley Dinkeldorf who takes perverse pleasure in passing gas. And his great-grandfather is Pussy Diddles Dinkeldorf, and he is a lecherous old man.
Oh, my goodness. This is exactly what kids love. Kids of all ages.
Yes, yes.
It reminds me of the film I was thinking of, in a way, the type of situation that it could become is like Frozen, the film. And my first book, Beyond, which is a sci-fi fantasy for children of all ages, is also of that same genre. And
wow.
I love the idea.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Because that's what they're into these days. I mean, even on the Golden Globes, as I call them, and I shouldn't, the Golden Globe Awards, they showed snippets from all of the films. And, of course, the one that won happened to be one of my favorites, Training Dragon 2.
Oh,
well, Caroline, may I have your permission to send your phone number to Jeannie?
Yes, of course. Oh, of course. And I have an invitation for her. I just, our mutual other friend that has another radio show, so I have another invitation for you, too.
Thank
you.
So
I'd love to be with you. Thank you.
Terrific.
And Jeannie, that email came from another email address. So don't be surprised if it's not the usual one, but I just sent it.
Oh, okay.
Live radio
show. Do you have anything else, Caroline, before we move on?
Yeah, really quick. I have a situation with, it was last year, another two authors. And let's just say one, I hate to say the word, swiped the other authors.
That is correct.
Okay. Is this going to be going to court?
Yes.
And come in contact with a lady? Is it proper? Because I don't know how she feels about me too much, because I brought it to her attention, and I know it was the right thing to do. But I'd like to know if behind the scenes there's already a lawyer, an attorney involved.
Yes, there is. There is. There is.
And is it proper for me to connect her or wait till she connects with me?
The faster you get on this, the better. And you do it gently. And you do it surreptitiously. Such as, what's happening with this? Is there anything I can help you with?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
All set, Caroline?
All set. Thank you so much. That's all I needed. Thank you.
I'm
thank
looking
you.
For an outcome for you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Woo!
All right, Caroline. You were to call on the angelic forces of law. And there is a department. I'm told that. Everything that we have on earth, there is the same thing upstairs, as we like to say, or really in the dimension that surrounds us. And call on the angelic forces of law to guide you and to guide her in this. And it will all come out for the highest good.
Amen.
Our peace we give unto you.
Thank
worry
you.
Not about this.
Oh. I was.
It's a pleasure, Carolyn.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you. And I'll talk to you very soon.
Very
thank
soon.
You. Thank you, David. This is beautiful.
You're welcome, Caroline. You take care, sweetie.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
We have, yes, we have three remaining callers, Jeannie. So I'm going to give you a two-minute warning. We can do 7 to 8 minutes per caller. Okay, if you're comfortable with going beyond the hour mark.
I have another call at 5 o'clock.
Okay, shall we finish at 4:45?
That would be wonderful.
Okay, let's try to keep it to 6 minutes per call. I'll give you a two-minute warning. Will that jar you?
No.
Okay, we're going to move on to area code 484. Yes, you
Hello?
Are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Antoinetta. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome, Antoinetta. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. You have a question for Jeannie?
Yes, I do. This is the first time I found your show and ever heard of you, so I'm glad I found you. My question is, can you please let me know if you see Daniel coming to move into my home to live here with me?
There's a big smile here. Do you want this?
Yes, I do, but I'm having some difficulties with Daniel.
David, put your hands over your ears. Males are very stubborn.
Yes, and he's a good stubborn. He's one of them.
And they're, David, you can take your hands down now. They're very fearful.
I heard it. I took no offense. I'm as much female energy as I am man. I just happen to have a man's body, so there.
Understood. I was teasing you.
I know you were. I love.
Now back to Antoinette's question.
Yes.
You have to make him feel secure. Most men are not secure.
Okay.
And you have to do this through your love. Do not push. Do not push. You don't have to cook him his favorite meal every time he comes over. Go out with him, enjoy him, have him enjoy you.
Right.
You have to allow him the choice.
Okay.
And tell him that you would adore living with him. And that you wouldn't even fight over who wants the window open or closed at night. Make a joke out of it.
Right.
Laugh. Be merry, literally. Do not be serious with Daniel. I see Daniel sitting there with his arms folded and his teeth clenched. What does she want out of my life now?
Uh-huh.
And you just let your own love for him exude and show itself.
Now, are you getting a time frame of
No,
when...
there is no time frame because you have to break down his walls of fear.
2 minutes.
Okay, you do this by asking for help from
yes.
your own angelic forces and from his guides.
Yes.
And it will happen.
Beautiful.
Plan it. Program it. See it complete.
Yes.
Then let it go, let God.
Yes.
You got it, kid.
All right. Thank you for that beautiful reading.
You're welcome.
You have
Thank
a blessed
you,
night.
Thank you, Antoinetta.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, just a suggestion to all callers. Let go of your attachment to the outcome. Leave it to your angels and your higher power. and have faith that it will manifest because you are a creator, as Jeannie says. We are now going to move on to area code 727. It will take me a minute to bring you up. And area code 727 is, let me know when you're there. I see you. Yes, what's your name? Pardon me? You need to speak up. It's hard to hear you.
Get off the speakerphone.
Are you on speakerphone, sir? Ben, are you there? Well, we'll come back to you, Ben. We're having problems hearing you, so don't hang up. We'll come back to you. We're going to move on to area code 678. You are live on the air with David Clark and Jean Gerson Greer. Who do we have here, please? Area code 678-943. Are you there? One more time. Area code 678. First three digits of your phone number are 943. Can you hear me? Okay, we'll try Ben again. Okay. Can you hear me, sir? All right.
Don't
well,
be afraid.
Jean, let's try it again. Ben, are you there? Jean is ready to help you. Well, feel free to speak up. In the meantime, I'd like to ask Jean about her other enterprises. Jean, are you present in your body?
Hi. Okay.
Good. Good. Well, I'm wondering if you can tell us what you've been up to since the last time you were on the show. I'm particularly interested in your writing endeavors and your acting endeavors.
Well, for older women living on the East Coast, as I do, there's not that much happening commercially. So I'm branching off into film and television, slowly but surely. And we'll see what happens in those areas. I know they will, it will all coalesce. I'm on hold till Saturday for a call back for a commercial, which would shoot in New Orleans, of all places. But
nice.
We'll see. As far as my writing is concerned, I have been working on book number 5. And it's slow going. I don't know why. The other books came very, very quickly. But this one seems to be taking its time. I'm lucky if I get a paragraph a day.
Ah. That are your other books published?
My other books are all on Amazon.com. The last one was Quo Vadis, which means in Latin, whither thou goest. Quo Vadis 2013 and beyond. What do we do now? And it's only 88 pages, but people who have purchased it, and it's not expensive, my dears. All my books are downloadable because that's the new thing. I don't have one of those tablets or anything like that. I prefer holding a book in my hand. But it have found that if they're having a problem or are in a quandary, they flip or go through to a page and then point. And there's the solution.
Mm. I do that with any book, and it always works.
Yeah.
How do you spell Quo Vadis?
Q-U-O, V-A-D-I-S.
I almost had it. So would you like to tell us a little bit more about the book?
It's very interesting. It came very quickly. I had two editors on it. The first editor misunderstood what I was saying, so it doesn't necessarily read as smoothly as the last portion of the book. But that's not important, because what is important is the sentence structure. One of my other books is called, and goodness gracious, I stay out of my body so frequently that I have to find out the name of my own books, All That Matters. And it is a mystery. And all my books have felines in them, by the way. And in All That Matters, the two cats communicate with the heroine first psychically, because all animals will communicate with you psychically if you're willing to take the time to tune into them. And then they end up speaking in English and becoming high teachers. And it's a very lovely story about a woman who has gone through a divorce, and she's a professor, and she's given the privilege of going up to a friend's family's manor house or manse in the coast of Maine. And that entire community was settled in the early 1800s, and all the people within the story and within the town have been together from the time they left England in one form or another. And there is a rape, there is a murder, there's a widow's walk that one should not go walking on, because the widow who walks it was killed there.
Oh my.
Uh-huh.
I just needed to jump in and let you know two more callers have called in, but please finish what you were going to say.
Well, it's a mystery. If you like mysteries that are fun and entertaining, I like it. Now, that's pretty hard for an author to say. But
that's
my favorite,
what counts.
David, my favorite book still is Beyond, because it's full of unicorns and magicians and horses that fly.
Oh my.
And shapeshifters. And I love it. I giggle each time I read it. Now that's a lot.
Well, Jean, shall we try to squeeze in two more, or is that going to be too much?
Yeah, we can do that.
And 727 called back, too. I don't know if we can get to him. But this is area code 860. You're live on the air. Who are we speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Susan calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good. How are you? Recovering
good.
From bronchitis.
Do you have that can be a little devil. Well, what's your question for Jean? Jean, I'm going to give you 4 minutes with her.
What kind of questions can we... Is it like reading questions or...
Whatever you want to know.
I'd like to kind of dive into... Because I'm fascinated by the same things as you. But
the answer is yes, you are gifted. You have not even begun to delve into it.
Yeah.
You have to start the baby way. And I don't mean that facetiously. You must meditate every day for 10 to 15 minutes. Try and make it same time, same place. And call on your own angelic forces to help you. You will begin to use all your senses. You are clairaudient. You hear but you haven't been listening.
I try to hear. I actually do hear.
Don't try. Just hear.
Mm-hmm.
When, as soon as you say the word try, that puts a lock on it. Let it go. Do it. It's all there, girl. Use it. And use your hands on your throat. You're getting healing right now. For your, it's all going to the vocal cords right now. You will be feeling heat in a moment. It's done. You too can do this. And you will.
Tone, kind of like toning?
Everything, yes.
Yeah.
And notice the tone was in the 174 hertz register.
Is that a lower tone?
What? Yeah. Yep. It's an awakening situation.
Things come to me in spurts. I've had some really amazing experiences.
I know.
And I see triple numbers constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous how much I see them. And then the four ones. like I can be looking at a basketball game and the time is rolling, you know how quickly it rolls. And as soon as I look at it, I'll go 3-3-3 or 2-2-2 the moment I look at it. The moment I look at the clock, it's turning to 3-3-3. Or it just turned to 3-3-3. So I think that it's my guides may be just telling me to hang in there. I don't know, that they're with me.
It is, but you have to work at this now and ask, why am I getting this? How can we make this a definitive situation to help everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is your
job. We need to wrap up.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are welcome. God bless. For you are blessed.
Thank you. Are. We are all blessed. Let's not forget that. We're going to try area code 727 again. He called back in. I believe it was Ben. Let me try him. Okay. Ben, are you on the line? Okay, now what can you do about your phone? Because you're very hard to hear. Ben, what is your question?
Are you still listening to it?
Yeah. I thought it was interesting what you're saying.
Who is it, Michael?
I don't know who is. Some other lady that mom called.
This is Jean Gerson Greer that you're talking to. She's a very talented channeler and healer. And you have 3 minutes remaining if you have a question for her.
For me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I called in. Okay, well.
Well, you did.
Okay, sorry about that. I didn't know I pressed a 1.
No worries.
Okay, I was just going to
ask. We'll give you 4 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Just going to ask, like financially right now, I'm not really doing that well, and I'm looking for a job and stuff like this, and I just need I really have big plans for the future. I really want to help. I want to be an herbalist, and I want to help a lot of people and stuff like that. But I always have these massive visions of what I want to do, but I've really not been a prosperous person in my life, even though I've been helped out, like, divinely in certain situations a lot. So I just want to know what's going to happen exactly.
What's going to happen, Ben, is that you have not fulfilled the programming. You think it, you see it, but you don't release it to source. You also have to call on your angelic forces. Now is the time when you can reach your own guides and any other grouping within the angelic forces who can assist you in what you want and what you want to do. Remember, please, that money is energy. That is all it is. And you will have it when you fully realize and accept that ideology.
Okay. That makes sense, yeah.
And make yourself known to your angelic guides. They're standing there, and they're saying, gosh darn it, we're right here, but he doesn't talk to us. Talk to them. You don't need to know their names. You can call them Joe and Harry if you wish.
Well, I just didn't. I've taken on a lot. I believe that, you know, there's divine help, you know, from angels and stuff, but I also don't want to, like, be this person to rely on them instead of taking responsibility for myself. I don't
but
like
they are a part of you. They are like your other selves.
Yeah.
They work together with you, period.
Yeah.
We're no longer, honey, we're no longer alone. Please, everybody who's still on the call, we are not alone. You've heard that before, but now it is definitively true. And now is the time for us to create, because we have the instantaneous assistance of the Creator through the angelic forces. When you create, you do so in your inner heart and in your brain, and you see what you want, you see it complete, and you let go. You let it go, let God, and tell your angels, that's it. Let's do it, kids.
Amen.
I've been kind of doing that.
No, you haven't. You haven't released it. It's sitting in your heart, tight.
Yeah, there's such a thing as staying attached. And when you stay attached to something, you haven't let it go.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of issues when don't know where it comes from, maybe a past life, but I've had an issue with fear that resonates with my dad and my mom. I don't know why.
Let it go. Well, you don't need
to. Let me make a suggestion to you, Ben, because we have to move on. I have coming up, Gene will be back on the show, but I have coming up on Friday, I have Mary Lou McIntyre, who reads the Akashic Records of your past lives.
That's what he needs.
If you bring this issue to her, she will go to the life where the problem began. So call in at 7:30 Friday. The sooner the better. If you call in at 7:15, you'll be the first in the queue and the first one to get to talk to her. Same phone number. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I need to let you go now. We have one more caller, and it's going to have to be short and sweet because Gene and I have to move on. It is area code 301. You're on the air with Gene. Who are we speaking with, please?
Hi, Gene and David. It's Yvette, and my question...
Hi, Yvette.
Hello there. I'm calling about my daughter. She's 14, and I just need to understand where she's coming from. I'm having a little trouble with her doing her chores, doing the things I tell her to do. And I know you laugh, but
That's not Jeannie laughing. Your daughter is one of the crystal children besides being a teenager.
Yes.
Any child born now up through the age of 14 this year, one of the crystal children, they function on a completely different level. And, David, I don't mind running a little over. I hope you don't. I have to get this out. It's very important.
Okay, that's all right. I have to disconnect in 8 minutes. I have another show.
This is not going to take 8 minutes.
Okay.
Besides being a teenager and all the hormonal changes and the make me, the two-year-old, coming back again,
yes,
she is very gifted. All the crystal children are, and they're waking up now. You have to sit down and talk to one another. This is a thing of communication again, but it's a different form. It's not the way your mom talked to you. It's you have to ask her what she knows. Ask her what she knows. Ask her what she wants to be. Ask her what she wants to do. And of course, if she says, I want to go out with someone, you point out why that may not be the best idea in the world, because you don't want her involved in drugs and liquor and all that kind of crap, or sexually active or anything like that. But she innately understands that. She's testing you. But
I feel that.
Yeah, she's testing you because you've got to sit down and discuss who she is. Who she is.
Okay, is that going to help me to get her to do the things I ask? Because she's the oldest, and when
yes.
she doesn't fall in line,
the others
they don't do what... That's right.
Right, because you've got all these crystal children. I'm sorry about that, Mom. But yes, you have to explain that to her and tell her you know that she's a crystalline child.
Okay.
And she can check it out on the internet. All about the crystalline children. CRYSTELLIAN.
Yes.
They are very different.
Okay.
It's like my great nephew. When he was 3 months old, I went up to see him, and he was on the changing table. And he didn't know me from Adam, and I went and I'm playing with his little toes, and I said to him, Atticus, I know who's around you. I do. I see them just like you do. And with that, those little arms started to make angel wings.
Oh, how sweet.
And that's the way these kids are. He's just a year, he was a year in May. So... this is what you have to do as a parent. Communicate.
Okay. I feel like she's using communication to get the upper hand. I'll talk to her. She'll say, I'm trying.
No, not that kind of communication. You have to sit down and tell her you know who she is and who does she think she is. That she's a crystalline child and she's very special and very different. And being so, she is now in charge with you of the entire family. And with that, David has to go and I have to go.
Okay, well, that's very helpful. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
God bless.
You're welcome, Yvette. Thank you.
Thanks.
And
I'm
going
to come try to call in next week. Thank you, guys.
My pleasure.
Okay,
my pleasure.
Wonderful. Jean will be back in July. So check the listings come July, and you'll find her. Okay, Jean, would you put out your website one more time and email address?
www.jeangersongreer.com, and on my website is my Gmail address, which is jeangersongreer.com. At Gmail.
And Gerson is spelled?
GERSONGREER.
Great. Well, thank you, Jean. It's been a pleasure. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right.
Love to
Well,
home.
Will do. I'll give that to my hubby.
Good.
So I want to thank all of you for calling in today, and my dog thanks you, too. And right now, I'd like to move on and say that it's been a delicious show. We must come to a close for now. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation, except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks.
to find common ground and take it to the next level here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.